Iran's foreign minister censures Israel for its strenuous efforts to block a nuclear deal between Iran and the permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. Mohammad Javad Zarif says Tel Aviv does not want the nuclear issue resolved and is trying to create tension and conflict.
We have seen that statements coming out of Israel indicate that they're not interested in finding solutions. They've been trying to push for problems. Starting last week, the fact that they have been pushing so hard to torpedo a process whose only option was to resolve an international problem that they have been claiming concern over. Why is it? Why is it that they don't want this resolved? What do they gain from continued tension and conflict? So we have reason to be suspicious of every move they make, because every move they make is about building tension and spreading mistrust.
Well, let's talk to James Petras, Middle East expert from New York. Welcome, sir. Mr. Petras, what are your speculations? How much do you think this round of talks in Geneva would result in a resolution, in a deal on Iran's nuclear issue?
Opening round of negotiations, at least until the last few minutes, was a very positive step toward a partial agreement. Since then, we have the French raising impossible demands of Iran dismantling its entire nuclear program. And now we have Israel making overt threats of war with Iran. And I think this is designed to force the United States to heighten sanctions against Iran and to undermine the negotiations. I don't think Israel would dare to attack Iran because it would face enormous repercussions. But what they're trying to do with the war threat is pressure the United States to harden its position with Iran under the pretext that greater sanctions can avoid an Israeli military attack. I don't think the U.S. escalating sanctions is going to open the door to a settlement. I think the only way the U.S. can go is to continue the previous offer of a partial agreement with Iran. And I think the big question is whether Secretary of State Kerry is willing to stand up to Israel and to pressure France into a more conciliatory and reasonable position. That's where it all stands. It's a question of whether the White House is ready to stand up to Israel and say no to war, yes to negotiations, and pull the French into line.
Right. Of course, sir. What do you think will be the consequences if a deal isn't reached in this round of talks? I mean, what repercussions would this have?
Well, I think the repercussions will be that Washington will be in a position to raise further sanctions and to undermine future negotiations. I think this is a crucial meeting. I think the United States has a great opportunity here. Everyone that has a reasonable position and objective evaluation thinks this is a golden opportunity to set forth a strategic understanding between the United States and Iran. And I think the position of some of the former advisors like Brzezinski, Snowden, and a host of others is that Washington should take this opportunity, sign up an agreement with Zarif and Rouhani, and move forward. And I think that's the reasonable course. The question is whether Kerry has the intestinal fortitude to move in that direction.
All right. James Petras, Middle East expert from New York. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.